And I want to share a picture with you guys. We've been talking today about stories, and stories can be amongst your most persuasive scripts. And something that Dr. Moyne taught me is to label your stories. So in your laundry list, you got your Microsoft Word doc called Stories. And what you're going to put in there are the names of your stories. And he's been teaching this concept for many years. And we had a gentleman come through one of our boot camps who was in network marketing. And Dr. Moyne, I don't think I've ever shared this with you before. I'm not sure if I have or haven't. I was talking with him. His name is Efren Tejada. Efren is a RVP, I believe an RVP in ACN. Some of you might be familiar with, you know Efren? Okay. And so he came through our boot camp, and he wasn't an RVP yet. And I was talking to him about what he learned from the trainings that we've done. And he went over to Australia to do some trainings for his team over there. And he said, I taught them about storytelling. And he pulled out his BlackBerry. And on his BlackBerry, this is a picture. I said, can I take a picture of your BlackBerry? See right here? It says Donald Moyne Stories. Leadership stories, fail stories, FOL, whatever that means, not quitting. Anybody know what FOL means? Follow-up scripts, okay. And so he's got him on his BlackBerry. And that's what he went over and trained on in Australia. Now what's fascinating about this is I just happened to be at a holiday party, and he was there. And we just got to talking, and I hadn't seen him in several years. And he just happened to have this on his BlackBerry. So I said, how much money do you think you've earned as a direct result of this story distinction? He said, easily $50,000. So this content, this obviously it's not a rah-rah session, get you all pumped up and go out there, and then after a week it wears off. This is techniques that are going to be with you for the rest of your life. And so Efren's role modeling for you guys, instead of putting it in a Microsoft Word, he put it on his cell phone, on his BlackBerry. So how many of you are willing to do this, create names for your stories and put them in a Word doc or on a phone? How many of you want to do that by a show of hands? Okay, awesome. That's great. Okay, I want to share a sales technique with you and a script around it. And this is something I came up with, Raving Fans book, from a Ken Blanchard's book called Raving Fans. And I thought, that's pretty cool. Why not create a book of raving fans? And this is especially powerful if you meet with prospects face-to-face. How many of you meet with prospects face-to-face by a show of hands? Okay, over 50% of you. So this is a simple, easy to implement idea. What this does, when it says raving fans, is it creates an expectation in the mind of the person reading it. When I asked for a testimonial, the person didn't necessarily agree that they were a raving fan. They just agreed to be a testimonial, and I put them in my raving fans book. Isn't that powerful? And so there's different times when I'll pull this book out. And what you want to put in your raving fans book are things that communicate that you're successful. So this is a testimonial from one of my clients in Winnipeg, and she wrote me this letter in Canada, and it talks about how she massively increased her sales results. And so I put that in my raving fans book. This one is a gentleman that listened to one of my audio CD sets, and he wrote about how much he enjoyed the CD set. So I put that in the raving fans book. This is what gave me the original idea for the Raving Fans book. I did a talk for a company called WMA, and their new name is World Financial Group. Some of you might have heard of World Financial Group before. So I did this talk many, many years ago, and this gentleman sent me this letter, and he said, Eric, you represent Tony very, very well. That's when I worked for Tony Robbins. And then he signed it, Les Lomax. And I didn't ask him to do it. It just came in the mail one day, and I thought, that would be really great to put in a binder. And so I went out and I bought the binder and I got the plastic pages, and all I had was just one. Right? Now there's something really powerful in goal setting. Remember when I showed you the Excel spreadsheet? Mm-hmm. Once you create that spreadsheet, it acts like a magnet and it'll attract to you to complete those scripts. And the same thing with this book. I'm going to give you a very specific instruction. Move at the speed of instruction, okay? If you meet face-to-face with prospects, just do exactly what I'm going to tell you to do. It will pay for what you invested in today's course 100 times over, implementing what I'm about to tell you. So go buy the binder, get the clear plastic pages, put raving fans on the front. Let's say you got 30 or 40 of these plastic pages, and all of a sudden, now you're going to feel pulled to fill the plastic pages. Okay? Now, you can use this when you're face-to-face with prospects, but you know, these testimonials in here, they make great story scripts for your phone presentations. You could put them on your website. You could incorporate them in your email marketing. So you want to put anything in here that communicates you're successful. This one's interesting. This was a questionnaire that I gave out when I was over in Malaysia. And I'm not even honestly sure which language it's written in. I can't read it. But it's kind of cool to have a testimonial in another language. So I put that in there.
It's Greek.
Let me see what... There's one other one. This is a photo of Eric and Dava Edelman, and in their local newspaper, they were Realtor of the Week. So this is their success, but their success is my success because I'm their coach, and so I put that in there. This one's an interesting one. It's from Phillips State Prison, and I went in and spoke at a maximum security prison. And this is from the deputy warden, and they said, "You're welcome to come back and visit anytime you're in Atlanta." And I went and I'll just tell you real quickly the story. I have a philosophy of speak to anyone who will listen. And I learned this when I used to work for Tony Robbins. And Tony said, if you want to get better at speaking, then speak. And so look for opportunities to get out in front of groups and speak. And so I had a philosophy of speak to anyone who will listen. And at that time, the speaking position, I didn't get paid when I gave a speech. It was a commission sales position. So I would go and give a presentation and then sell seminar tickets, and then based on the sales, I would get commission. And so there's this gentleman who's setting appointments, and he's calling up Toastmaster clubs. And he's worked for Tony Robbins, and he's in the phone room, and he's calling all day, calling up these organizations. Would you like to have a Tony Robbins trainer out? Would you like to have a Tony Robbins trainer come out? And some people would say yes, and some people would say no. And so he calls the Sundowner Toastmaster Club. And he calls him up and he says, yeah, this is Chuck Hoffner calling from the Tony Robbins organization. And we'd like to have a Tony Robbins trainer come out and speak to your group. And the woman said, what? This is Chuck Hoffner. We'd like to have a Tony Robbins trainer come out and speak to your group. Oh my goodness, I can't believe it. You're going to send out a Tony Robbins trainer to speak to our group. Oh no, I can't believe it. She was just like almost hysterical. And this gentleman's setting appointments all day long. Anyway, he's getting hung up on, and he's getting some reception. Some people are interested, but no one's ever like practically fallen off of their chair. And so she goes, now, can you tell me this one more time? Yeah, we would like to send out a motivational Tony Robbins trainer to come out and speak to your group. And she goes, that is so awesome. That's great. You do know that we are a prison, don't you? And the guy's like, I knew you were a prison, you know, trying to cover his tracks. He had no clue. Because it was the Sundowner Toastmaster Club, which was a Toastmaster Club inside of the prison that was the inmates. Okay? In a maximum security prison in Buford, Georgia. And so Chuck now needs to find someone to run the appointment. Think of it from Chuck's viewpoint. If he sets an appointment, he gets to go take that appointment and tack it up on the board and get the kudos for booking the appointment. So he's got to find somebody to run this appointment. And so he's like, who on the team would run this appointment? Well, Eric will speak to anybody. I'll call him. So Chuck calls me up. Hey, Eric, there's this company. They're so excited to have you go out and speak. You want to do it? I said, yeah, I'll do it. Who is it? Well, it's this prison, and he told me about it. And so I agreed to do it because I have the philosophy to speak to anyone who will listen. And the picture in my mind, anybody see Blues Brothers?
Yeah.
Remember when they go into the prison and they've got the chicken wire up and they're playing the concert? And so I'm envisioning something like that RV, where I'll be there and there'll be some kind of barrier between me and the inmates. And so I go there, and we've all gone through the metal detectors for the airport, you know. And like, it's a similar thing, except it's a lot more, you know, there's a lot more to the search when you're going into a maximum security prison. And that freaked me out a little bit, okay? And so I walk into the prison, and I go into this cafeteria-type room, and there's no barrier between me and the inmates. And so I'm looking for the guy with the big arms and with the gun, like, make sure everything's going okay. And there's no guy with the big arms and a gun. And it's two women that lead the Toastmaster Club. And so I'm thinking, I got a lot of protection here, right? So I go in and I give the talk. And part of the Tony Robbins script is this hand clap exercise. So you clap your hands and you look at your thumbs. And so just in your seats, just put your hands together like this. Look at your thumbs. If your left's over your right, so you got one thumb on top, okay? If your left thumb's over your right thumb, put your hands up in the air, okay? So the way the script goes, according to Tony Robbins' study, these are the people in the group that are the intelligent people of the group. You guys are the intelligent people, okay? So I say this to the inmates. You guys are all the intelligent ones. That's the right over to the left. So all the right over lefts, put your hands up. All the right over lefts. And according to the script, you're the sexy people of the group. And so I was like, I don't know if I should say that script here. So I did it, and they laughed. And I was really fearful because I was thinking, you know, it's a maximum security prison. There's people in here with lifetime sentences with no opportunity for parole. And I'm probably the closest thing that they've seen to a woman in a long time. I mean, seriously. Right? Like, what do they have to lose? So it's a pretty scary experience. It was memorable. So I got the testimonial. And as much as I appreciate the invitation, I don't know that I'll go back and speak there again. So it's in my Raving Fans book. And so I want to encourage you to create one of these. And so I'm going to give you the script on how to get the testimonial, because it's so simple and it's so easy. So you're going to provide service for a client. They're going to buy from you, and you're going to say, so far have you received value from working with me? Now, you want to ask a client that's actually gotten value from you. You know, don't ask it, just, you know, make sure they got value. Did you get value from our time together? Yeah, I got value. And then say, could you do me a favor? A favor is a very persuasive script. Could you do me a favor? Sure, what is it? Could you just jot me a short note saying that I did a nice job? And if it's something where you're doing business to business, it could be on the company letterhead. Could you just jot me a short note saying I did a nice job? And they'll go, yeah, sure. I'd love to put your testimonial letter into my book. And it's interesting because in one of the testimonial letters in here, I was looking through this last night, and one of the, let me see if I can find it here, where is it? So the script goes, could you do me a favor and just jot me a short note or a quick note saying I did a nice job? So this one says, dear Mr. Eric Lofholm, just a quick note to thank you. That's the script I told them. So that's what they wrote. And they just jot it, and it's on the Century 21 letterhead, and this is back from 1998, even before I started my own company. This is a really easy thing that you guys can get done, and what it does is it's third-party endorsement. It's somebody other than you that says that you do a great job. Once you get the binder and the clear plastic pages, you'll be amazed at how quickly you'll fill this binder up. Ralph Roberts, who is, I think, the number one real estate agent in the state of Michigan, in one of his books, he talks about, he has a success binder just like this. So how many of you like this idea by a show of hands?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, awesome. So you do this, you'll have this, it's going to help you close sales, help put money in your pocket. All righty. Fun stuff. We are going to... I want you to do something on page 5. Did everybody come up with at least one probing question on page 5? Everybody at least one? Okay. So now you can officially say this. If it wasn't true until this moment, you can officially write on page 5, I'm a scriptwriter. Because you guys just wrote scripts. So you're all now script writers. So not only can you say it, you actually, it's a true statement. You wrote down a script. It's a question. We're going to go to page 6. And we're going to talk about benefits. What happens in the mind of a prospect during the presentation is there's a teeter-totter. And on one side of the teeter-totter is price. And on the other side of the teeter-totter is what?
Value.
So what you want to do is you want to stack weight on this side of the teeter-totter. Trust and rapport builds value. Success stories build value. Benefits build value. You need to know what the benefits are first to make sure that you've incorporated them into your presentation. That's why the laundry list is so important. You create your laundry list, Vince, you then look at your baseline script, and you can almost do it like a checklist. Okay, I've got my benefits right here written down. I've got my baseline script here written down, and you can just make sure that all the key benefits you've covered in the body of your presentation. Here we're going to talk about 5 different types of benefits, and I'm going to actually give you a bonus idea. I just remembered it, something that with Dr. Moyne being here, it reminded me of this one, something he shared with me before, and you can just add number 6 at the bottom. And it's finding other uses for your product or service. So you've got the main uses for your product and service, and then it's looking for other uses, other ways that you can benefit. For example, on my goal setting CDs, those are designed, the reason that we offer them is to help you with your goal setting skills. And one of my clients was listening to the goal setting CDs how many times?
Seven
times. She's driving around in her car listening to them, and she's in control of the stereo because it's her car. And her 10-year-old son is in the back seat, and he's got to listen to whatever mom wants to listen to. And so the son is listening to the goal setting CDs. And then the rest of the story is he learns goal setting, and he's Eric Severn, some of you have met him before. He's spoken at my seminars. And it's a really awesome success story. So that's one of the other uses of the goal setting CDs, is you can share them with your children even as young as 10 years old. And that's not something that someone would necessarily immediately think of. So think of your product and service. What are other benefits, other uses for the product and service? At the top of page 6, people buy benefits. And we've got 5 different types of benefits we're going to talk about. This is for your laundry list. Tangible benefits. Tangible benefits are benefits that produce definable results. Here are some examples. It will make you more money. It decreases employee turnover. You'll live longer. It'll save you money. It'll save you time. One of the other benefits that I used earlier about scripting was for those of you that are single, looking for that special someone. That's another benefit of scripting, another way to use scripting. Intangible benefits. Increased confidence. See, you can't quite put your finger on it, but it's a very real benefit that people want. Scripting will increase your confidence and make you more powerful in the close. How many of you want to have increased confidence with your scripts by a show of hands? See, you want that as a benefit, but you can't quite put your finger on it. And then peace of mind, having more energy. Number 3, benefits of taking action. And you can just jot this in your notes there. People will buy today if you give them a reason to buy today. Prior to delivering the presentation, ask yourself, why should the prospect buy from me now? And then the consequences of not taking action. This is focusing your prospect on the consequences of not taking action. This technique is used to sell life insurance. The salesperson focuses your attention on the consequences to you and your family if you don't have life insurance. And then number 5 is the benefit of the benefit. The benefit of the benefit is how your prospect benefits from the main benefit of your product or service. For example, in selling scripting and sales training, I used to focus on scripting and sales training, and that's what I was selling. And what I learned to do is instead of selling scripting and sales training, I started selling the benefit of scripting and sales training. See, that's what people want. If you think about prior to meeting me, you may have never even had an interest in scripting. Yet here you are at a scripting boot camp because you got connected to the benefit of scripting. And so the way I sell the benefit of the benefit is the benefit of scripting is what? What's the first benefit? You make more sales, right?
Yes.
You make more sales. So that's the benefit of scripting. And then what's the benefit of that? You make more money. Can I watch this? This is the benefit, make more sales of scripting. The benefit of the benefit is make more money. But that's not why you're here. Even though it would be nice to have more money, the reason why you're here is the benefit of that. So imagine what I use the trigger phrase, imagine. Imagine that your scripts are now done and the money's rolling in. How would your life be different? And when I walk you through that example, I'm getting you connected to the benefit of, it's actually the benefit of the benefit of the benefit. And that's, I think, the real reason why you're here, because you connected to that. It, maybe it's making your dream come true. Maybe it's getting your credit card debt paid off. Maybe it's moving into your dream home. Maybe it's keeping your home. Maybe it's being a hero in the eyes of your family. So you think about that for yourself. Okay, so I make more sales, I make more money, the scripts are now done, the money's rolling in, how would my life be different? And you get connected to that. And so it's your dream, it's viewing yourself as successful, it's keeping your house, etc. And it's different for different people in the room. Some of you might be walking across the stage at your annual convention in front of 10,000 people, getting that promotion at the annual convention. Do you see how this is what people want? Do you guys get that? It's not the sales and it's not the money, it's this. You guys get that?
Yeah.
Everybody say yes?
Yes.
Okay. So knowing that, incorporate that into your presentation. Think about, Todd, when you're meeting with your client. So remind me, Todd, of, I know you work with businesses. Remind me of what your product is.
One would be accounting and bookkeeping.
Accounting and bookkeeping, okay. So you go to accounting and bookkeeping. Okay, that's what I'm selling. What's the benefit of that? What's the benefit of that? What's the benefit of that? And you get them connected down the road to this benefit, and it's going to make your presentations a lot more successful. And so all of you, think about what it is that you're selling. If you're in network marketing, you're not selling a home-based business. People don't want a home-based business. Who wants to work harder? Nobody wants to work harder. That's not what they want. What they want is, okay, home-based business, what does that mean? Extra income. More sales, extra income. Okay, what does that mean? I can be a hero in my home. I can quit my job. I don't have to fear about running out of money at retirement. What we're talking about here is the message. It's connecting with your prospect for where they're at, their deepest dreams, their deepest desires, overcoming their biggest fears, and connecting your product or service to that. If you think about a BMW, BMW doesn't sell transportation. They're connecting it to a dream. It's a feeling of success. Think of a Rolex watch. There's much lower priced watches that do the exact same thing. They're connecting it to, it's the benefit of the, what's the benefit of a watch? Well, it tells time. That's not why people buy a Rolex watch. They're connected down here to the benefit of the benefit of the benefit. So what we're going to do right now is a quick exercise on page 7. And I want you to take the ideas that we just talked about and ask yourself the question, what are the benefits of my product and service? The tangible benefits, the intangible, the benefit of taking action, the consequence of not taking action, and the benefit of the benefit. And we're going to spend 5 minutes on this. And I'd like to see if you could come up with at least 10 benefits that fall into one of those 5 categories, or it could be the other uses of your product or service. See if you can come up with at least 10 in the next 5 minutes. All right? Go ahead and begin.
Before we leave that, can you elaborate on an example of the number 6 you gave about
Well, one was the goal setting example, sharing the goal setting with kids. Okay. All right, so it's just looking for other ways that they could benefit from what they're offering. All right? All right, you guys have 5 minutes. Go ahead and begin. I'd like to have 4, 5, 6 people come up to the front of the room and share some of the benefits that you just came up with. Okay, Lee, come on up. Okay. All right, come on up. Okay, Nathan. Okay, Diana. Okay, great, come on up. Okay, Susie? Okay. All right, Suzanne? Okay, let's go right over here. I think we got enough folks now. And as they're sharing, what do you want to be doing? You want to be listening for benefits that they said, one that applies to you, or they may say something and their exact benefit doesn't quite apply to you, but it stimulates something in your mind and you come up with something. And as they're doing this up here, you want to just create a habit of this, where you just start looking for things to incorporate into your scripts. All right? Okay, great. We got the microphone? Okay.
Okay, I just wrote real fast, and I filled the whole page up. But this is about the benefits of writing books and articles, blogs, anything that is writing that's public, but books particularly. And the first one I had is become the expert, stand out in your market, better writing skills, make money, become more influential, become a better communicator, complete your book. Well, yeah, that's a benefit of taking my program. Get on TV shows, get interviewed, be asked for comment by the press on major events, attract clients, be asked to speak to groups. That's a big one. You can sell your book, you've got a product, you become the go-to person in your field, and you learn to use stories to influence audiences and readers. I think we mentioned stories here. You learn how to keep people reading, you get prestige, you become a celebrity, a more powerful speaker, because writing skills help you speak better. You meet influential people, move in high circles, get publicity, get articles in newspapers, and here's the best one, buy a big house, buy a new car. Things like that, travel more, build your credibility. You are now known as an author, and an author has high-level credibility. You get respect from other writers, and you get consulting, coaching jobs, you get all sorts of things like that. And then Eric told us to shut up.
I did?
Yes.
One quick comment on what Lee shared. So would you agree that he did a nice job on that?
Yes.
Let's give him a big hand for this. Great job. So what's great about the work that he did, so now he gets his baseline script, he can make sure that he covered those benefits. And he can also look for stories that he can tell that can communicate those benefits. Okay, awesome.
I'm Cindy Logan, and what I do is I help people learn to invest in real estate so they can create financial freedom. So the value of investing in real estate, you get to reduce your taxes, keep more of your own money in your own pocket. You get to have a MBA. That would be a massive bank account. You get to have peace of mind in having your retirement handled. You get to have peace of mind having your monthly expenses handled. You get to have extra income. You get to use opium. That would be other people's money, not. Thank you. You get to take time off. Where is it that you want to go? What is it that you want to do? Do you want to go to, I want to go to Greece, actually. So do you want to go to Greece? Do you want to go to Africa? I've been on mission trips to Africa. That is just amazing. You get to have extra income to make the difference you want to make in the world. Consequences of not investing? Gosh, you know, you see an awful lot of people working at Walmart after they're age 65. That's one of the consequences. Other benefits, you get to quit your job. You get to be financially free. You get to, right now, you get to start getting in at the bottom because we're about to hit bottom. You have family happier. You get to gain more confidence and success. You get to be less stressed with the current economic environment. You get to get out of the rat race, and your community, you have a community of people who support your success.
Awesome. Give her a hand. We're talking earlier about the current economic environment and having your message connect. And so I agree with all of those benefits, and there's one additional thing that Cindy can say that will help make your message connect. Because we've all heard about you can make money in real estate, right?
Absolutely.
Probably a lot of you in this money have made money in real estate, but right now the mindset is you can't make money in real estate right now. So the message is we're going to teach you how to make money in today's economic environment. We're going to teach you how to make money now. We're going to share strategies that are working today. Because a lot of you in your mind, if you were introduced to a real estate opportunity, you'd be thinking, well, that doesn't work anymore. You know, the stock strategies don't work anymore with all the drops in the stock. So it's creating a message of we have strategies that will work today. Okay, great.
Hello again. Hello?
Hello.
Hello.
Okay. My industry has 100 years of straight up. That means profits. My industry also has an item that will bring the world closer together in a friendlier, warmer, loving way. And that is a video phone, and we're the only one on the planet that has it. Your residual income will give you time freedom and money freedom. You will also be able to know that a wave is coming, and the wave is just huge. And this wave is the move of digital taking over analog. Everybody know what analog is? Everybody know what digital is? You're not raising your hands or shaking your head. And yeah, okay, there's a few. Okay, digital is where it's high-speed internet, voice over internet protocol. There will be no landlines in the future. So I'm standing on this wave of huge technology, $300 billion, coming into a company that is the leader of leaders of this industry. The consequences of not coming into this particular business that I'm in is that you're going to miss the wave.
Thank you. Okay, excellent. Okay. Nathan, hang on 1 second.
I just don't go down easy. Thank you.
For Ellie, a couple of additional things that you can add to the list. For a home-based business, one of the big fears that people have as far as what motivates them to get involved is the fear of running out of money at retirement. And so you can communicate that. And what you could do, I love what you shared about connection, that you said in the beginning. And you could tell a story of two family members that were disconnected, and that because of this product, they got connected, and then what came out of that. Maybe they haven't spoken in many years, and that story would be very persuasive. And I'm gonna share something with you, and this is important for all of you. You are not your customer. And why that's important is, let's just say that in Ellie's case, maybe running out of money at retirement was a concern for you, maybe that motivated you to get involved. That doesn't necessarily mean that's going to be a hot button in someone else. And so the easiest way to persuade or influence someone is to find out what they want and give it to them. And so if Ellie's talking about, well, with this product, you can quit your job. And you're talking to a person that's a teacher who loves teaching. And they go, well, I don't want to quit my job. I definitely don't want to do that if that's I'm quitting my job. So you are not your customer, and sell the benefits that they want. Really get clear on what are all those benefits, and then incorporating them into your presentation. Okay, very good. Nathan.
Hi, my name is Nathan Banks. I'm with Nouveau Riche, and the product that I'm talking about, the benefits, is called Seek. And even in a good economy, 95% of all businesses fail. And the reason is because most people don't know how to run a business. Would you guys agree that most people who own their own business, they learn from the School of Hard Knocks?
Yep.
And so the benefits of this is an opportunity through online learning modules to be trained by a business owner who currently owns and operates over 40 different companies. He's been an entrepreneur for over 25 years, a multi-millionaire. And so do you think he could help show you how to run your business better? So more benefits, more time off, more money, be able to grow your business, automate it. so that it makes money whether you're there or not. If you think that this is a great product that helps you, you can also, by referring people, have additional stream of income, more money that you could put back into your business. You can learn from the master entrepreneur, Jim Piccolo, how to be more successful. People are wondering, you know, what in the world are you doing? If you don't do it, you continue to struggle. You can continue to struggle in your business, continue to have more stress, be affected by the bad economy, possibly fail in business, as 95% do. If you know what you're doing through this product, you'll make fewer mistakes, save money, be able to, even though you could walk away from your business and continue to collect passive income once it's running itself, get that dream house, car, vacation, be able to have better employee retention, keep them happy and there for the long term. You could grow your business larger than you could possibly imagine. Be able to find funding, know how to write a better business plan, economic model and marketing plan, pay down debt. It's an ability to help others and give back to the community.
Awesome, give me a hand.
I'm Diana Whitley, and I work with Eric doing free talks, and I also do something called Send Out Cards, where you send cards to your clients and build relationships, and I did it for that one. And I'm gonna drop out some of the ones that I've heard already. Build rapport with your clients, friends, and family. Never forget another birthday or anniversary again. You can do it from home. You can do it from anywhere in the world. The cards are cheaper than in a store, and you don't have to go to the store. You can send it as easily as you can fire off an email, but it's a real card that's stamped. You can promote every aspect of your business or their business, and I'm doing this on both levels, to help people build their business or to have a business. You get more referrals, the satisfaction of helping others reach their dreams, fulfill your own dreams of travel, sending your kids to college. Work as little or as much as you want, when you want, sleep in if you want. Have more fun, celebrate life, make others feel good, have the freedom to make choices based on what you want, not what you can afford. Gives you an outlet for your creativity. It's better than playing solitaire on the computer. Gives you a sense of purpose. Makes your business more valuable for when you want to sell it or if you want to pass it on to your kids. Saves you money on taxes. You can quit your job. You can feel excited when you get up in the morning. And not feel overwhelmed and be stressed out.
Awesome. Give her a hand.
I'm Susie, and I do all kinds of strange things, like I'm a spiritual intuitive and a medical intuitive and a medium, and I teach forgiveness. I teach all those woo-woo things, and I've got lots of benefits, but they're not what you think of for normal benefits, although I do help people get healthy. I help you release your victim energy. I really listen to you, which somebody else said, and I appreciate that. I help your confidence increase. I help give you peace of mind, serenity, calmness. I help you reach closure. When we talk to your dead, it creates closure, it creates a relief from anxiety. I could use it now. I give you new insights in how to handle your old problems. I give you a lightness of being. I help you sleep better. That's a kind of byproduct. There's a validation of the choices that you've made, that in fact you're making the right choices. So lots of times people say, well, I really knew that, but that's very validating. It's a good thing. I teach forgiveness. I teach you how to forgive each other, how to forgive all the awful stuff that happened in your past, and even more important, how to forgive yourself today. I help you see things in your life more clearly from an overview, as opposed to that kind of energy where I'm going to fix him. There's none of that. I work with the angels, that's why. I physically heal people. I help you release your blocks to your dreams. And I give you incentives to buy today. I wrote that down. I like that. And I'm going to become the expert, or I am becoming the expert, because I'm writing a book, What's Your Life Like Now That You're Dead? And I have a new blog called Nobody's Dead, which I'm going to use all those wonderful stories, thank you, Eric, from Nobody's Dead in my book. Thank you.
All right, give her a hand.
I'm Marcy Green, and my company is Sea Green Financial.
And I would love to incorporate so many of the suggestions that have been covered in areas that I'm not involved in. So I thank everybody, and I want to get a hold of you guys. My business is, I'm basically a resource for any business that gives credit terms to their customers and clients, generally through invoice financing. That's a whole different term, and we can talk about it later, but a lot of the benefits are, when you use the service that I have available, you have less hassle. You're not waiting for monies to come in because you have monies whenever you need it. You're not chasing after payments. You have more time to develop your business because you've got money coming in on a steady basis. You're able to make more money and build your business faster. You can keep good relationships with your clients because the funding is being handled, a lot of the collection is being handled by a third party, thank you. You have ongoing account monitoring. You get what you need, the amount of money that you need, when you need it. And because you have money in hand, you are able to negotiate better deals with your vendors and get volume discount rates with vendors. Therefore, you have a lot less stress. You can pay your taxes on time. You can meet payroll on time every time. You never have to worry about having sufficient capital. And I stay your advocate for as long as you're getting the financing from the funders that I would refer you to and work with. You can when you have money in hand, you can expand your business. You can expand the space. You can expand your staff. You can make needed repairs, equipment repairs when you need to. And therefore you need have less staff needs. And that all leads to a greater business morale. You might have a happier spouse or significant other, and you'd have peace of mind. And something I thought of while I was waiting in line, you will have a business that doesn't dive, but a business that will forever thrive. Thank you.
Awesome.
How many of you are business owners? How many of you are managers? How many of you are parents? Great. My name is Suzanne Stanford, and I'm an internet safety education speaker, trainer, and coach. And there's two aspects to my business. One is that I teach parents, teachers, and students how to avoid predation, sexual predation from the internet. And as you're aware, so many of us and our kids are involved in social networking. We have now business social networks, they have MySpace, they have Facebook, etc. There are certain protocols that they need to know to be safe online, and it's only getting worse in terms of their safety. They're uploading pictures, they now have devices that are very easy to upload pictures, you wouldn't even know that it's happening. They also have...
Suzanne, we want to stay to the benefits.
Okay.
So the purpose of this section is to share the benefits.
So the benefits of that is that I'm keeping them safe with this information so that they know exactly how to use the technology to keep them safe. And the other aspect of what I do is I share the latest information from the Department of Defense and Homeland Security as to how you can keep your corporation or your home-based business safe from being attacked by cyber criminals. And that's what I do. So the benefits are national security, parent peace of mind, security with your children, and how to give back to the community through this education and what you learn from me. Thanks.
Awesome. Awesome. Thanks, Suzanne. All right. We're getting towards the end of the day. We've got a few more things that we're going to cover today. Have you guys had a great day so far?
Yeah.
All right. What I love about this information is that it's giving you the tools. It's empowering you. And this is what's been the difference maker for me, going back when I was first introduced to these techniques from Dr. Boyne so many years ago. And it's just meant so many great benefits to me. So I'm thrilled that you guys are here and you're really enjoying the message. And we're gonna have some great concepts the rest of today. And then you get to enjoy Dr. Moyne tomorrow. And then tomorrow afternoon, we'll be focusing on objection handling and closing. And it's gonna be just a really phenomenal day again tomorrow as well. And I've asked a spiritual mentor of mine to come and just share a quick message with you. I wanna just share with you a little bit about my personal life. It's always conflicting for me to teach seminars on Sunday, because it takes me away from my family and I'm not able to be in church with my family. And so I've made a decision that I'm gonna stop teaching seminars on Sundays. And this seminar was already scheduled. And so, you know, obviously we got people coming from all over. And I've asked one of my spiritual mentors to come, and we're gonna have a special service tomorrow morning before we start our class. And it's open for any of you that would like to come. He's got a short success message. His name is Tom Lozano. Please help me give a warm welcome to Tom Lozano.
Thanks. Great to be here. Good afternoon, everybody. I want to congratulate you on being here. I'm a big fan of Eric's. Been working with him for a couple of years now, and I'm a platinum protege member or graduate and a protege member, and I am studying Eric's stuff every day. It's had a profound effect on my business, and has it helped you as well? What do you think? Great stuff. One of Eric's concepts, and I'm sure he's mentioned this to you probably several times, is there's nothing more powerful than a good idea whose time has come. And I have a good idea for you. In fact, I've got a great idea. God has something to say to you about success. In fact, God has some things that he can do for you in the area of success that you can't do for yourself. And I want to invite you to come to the service tomorrow. It's going to be at 7:45 to 8:15. It's going to be a short devotional. But I'm going to be sharing a message that I call 7 Secrets to Living in the Blessing Zone. Now, I know what it's like to be in your seat. You want success. You want more success. You're hearing great tools. You want to put them into action. I can tell you, you need to be there tomorrow morning. You will be glad you came. I can guarantee you, money back guarantee, money back guarantee, you're going to get something out of tomorrow. 7 Secrets to Living in the Blessing Zone. I look forward to seeing you tomorrow morning.
Awesome. Thanks, Colin. Okay, fun stuff. What we're going to do now, we've got a couple of additional things that I want to do today, and I want to give you your homework assignment. We are going to do some script review, a little bonus session tomorrow morning from 8:30 to 9. And any of you that would like to come in and participate, I won't be able to review everyone's homework. But those of you that are here that come early, some of you will be able to review your homework. And how we're going to do it is I'll be up at the front of the room. Let's say Manny brings in his homework and he wants me to review it, and you're one of the people that I'm able to work with. And I'll have Manny's script of his homework, and I will critique it for the whole group. And so you'll benefit from the message that I share with Manny by being a fly on the wall, or perhaps you may have your script reviewed. So we're going to do that from 8:30 to 9, and then we'll start the regular session at 9 o'clock like what we did today. So I want to go through what I want you to work on. And there's two scripts. The first one is a story script. And where I want you in your manuals is on page 30. I think it's page 33. Is that the first script writing exercise that you guys have?
Yeah.
Okay, page 33. I want you to write a story script. And preferably, it's a success story of someone that you personally worked with. But you may be new to what it is that you do, and you may not have a success story. So it's okay in this case, just for this class, that you can make it up. And the structure of the story script is, I've talked about this a couple of times. Where was the person before they met you? and then they bought your product or service. And then, where are they now? Where are they now? In a possible, right here, a big benefit. A big benefit. Like Rhonda's example, what was Rhonda's big benefit? She got the car. What was Seagal's big benefit? 4 times her income within a few months of working with me. What's that? She got married, but that's not my doing. Scott already had the right script for that before he met me. Okay, so we got the big benefit here. And think Jared from Subway. Think Jared from Subway. So the Jared from Subway, how many of you have seen the Subway commercials with Jared? Okay, so there's Jared before Subway sandwiches, and then he eats Subway sandwiches, and then here's Jared now, and he's standing in his pants, right? You guys have seen that. So in 30 seconds, they communicate a very powerful success story. And what I want you to do, Nathan, is I want you to practice writing a success story. So if you have one, that's great. If you don't have one, I want you to make one up. This would be probably the only time I'll ever tell you it's okay to make one up. And it would just be for the purposes of practicing that. And then we'll do some script review tomorrow from 8:30 to 9. Yes?
When you write your success story, are you looking for it to be word for word?
Yep. Yeah. In this case, I want you to write out word for word.
That could be multiple pages, like 5, 6, 8 pages. I mean, am I wrong? I mean,
I think what I would do is I just practice it as best you can tonight. Okay. I'm not expecting you to write 5 pages tonight.
Right.
But could be, you know, maybe a shorter version, but word for word, shorter version. But you could make it longer if you wanted to. All right? Okay, that's an excellent question. Okay, the next assignment that I want you to do, that was page 33, right? Okay, page 34. I want you to write an appointment setting script. And I want to give you guys some instruction on effective appointment scripts. The first thing for your notes, I mentioned it earlier. The benefits of the appointment are different than the benefits of them buying your product or service. There's a teeter-totter in the mind of the prospect when they're evaluating whether or not to agree to your appointment. And on one side of the teeter-totter is value. Okay, and who knows what's on the other side of the teeter-totter?
Time.
Okay? It could be, it's possible it's price if you were asking them to travel somewhere, but for the most part, what we're asking for is time. I want to come meet with you at your office. I want to set up a phone appointment. And they're evaluating in their mind the value. When the prospect says to you, Scott, I don't have the time, I think what they're really telling you is you haven't built enough value in the presentation. And one thing that really ups the value is possibility. So if you can, in your presentation, convey possibility, that if they meet with you, so let's say like in my business, I help people make more sales, and so I might ask for an appointment with somebody, and what's possible is that you could learn some information that would help you increase your sales. You'll learn about some products and services that I have, and if you move forward, potentially you could become a tremendous success story for me. So I'm selling possibility. When I invite people to a free seminar, that's what I'm selling. I'm selling the possibility that when you come down, you're going to learn some information that's going to help you. So I want you to be thinking about that. And I have a real estate agent example that will help you get your arms around this idea. So a real estate agent, if they're booking a listing appointment, here's some of the benefits. The first benefit is that it's free. The second benefit is I'll come to your home at a time that's convenient for you. It's another benefit. I'll deliver to you a market analysis of what other properties have sold for in the area. That's a benefit. I will share with you my vision of how I would sell your home. That's a benefit. I'll answer all of your questions. That's a benefit. And then listen to the close here. At the end of the presentation, If you feel comfortable, you have the opportunity to hire me as your real estate agent. If not, then no problem. Fair enough? We talked about that script earlier, framing it as an opportunity. So those are some specific benefits, one way that you could lay out a listing presentation. So I want you to write an appointment setting script. Now, one of the ways that an appointment setting script, the way that I do it, is different from a main presentation is I usually do not tell stories in an appointment setting script unless the prospect brings up an objection. The type of appointments that when I'm writing scripts, it's usually a very direct, and I want you to jot these four thoughts in your notes. This is who I am. That's number one. This is who I am. This is why I'm calling. That's number two. This is what I'd like to do. This is who I am. This is why I'm calling. This is what I'd like to do. Would you like to do it? This is who I am. This is why I'm calling. This is what I'd like to do. And then I'm going to close for the appointment. Would you like to do it? My mindset when I'm setting appointments is I'm sorting. I'm not selling at this point. I'm simply sorting. I'm looking for the people who are already interested. When I sell or set appointments, I don't use the word in my mind. I don't use the word convince. I'm never trying to convince anyone of anything. I'm looking for the people who are already interested. So with that information, and I didn't give you a whole lot of training on that, I want you to do the best you can to write an appointment setting script. And it's going to be somewhat brief. You know, you're probably going to be making call after call after call to book appointments. And so come in tomorrow, those of you that come a little bit early, and we'll do some role play with appointment setting scripts. This is who I am. This is why I'm calling. This is what I'd like to do. Would you like to do it? Appointments need to be closed. You need to ask for the appointment. A simple appointment setting close could be, I'm open on this week, Tuesday or Wednesday at 4. What would work best for you? And that would be an alternative choice close. Another one of my favorite appointment setting closes is, how do you feel about setting an appointment? And it's a very soft close, and it fits in with my personality. For some of you, that might not be a strong enough close. You might think, well, I'd never say that. But for my personality, it really works well. How do you feel about setting up an appointment? So your two homework assignments, I want you to write one story script. And then the second one is, I want you to write an appointment setting script. And then we'll do some script review tomorrow from 8:30 to 9. Now, some of you, it may not be possible for you to get here early. Others of you, you can make it happen. And those role plays are real valuable. So we'll do some script critique. That'll be a lot of fun for you. Okay, the next thing that I want to do is a referral script section. And Lori, do we have the memory joggers? Okay, so let's pass out the memory joggers. And you guys can find a space anywhere where you can take some notes on referrals. So we'll just take a moment and we'll get a memory jogger in everybody's hand, and then I'll give you some great referral concepts. And we're actually going to write a referral script right now for you guys, customized referral script. Would you agree with me that right now there's a lot of people that need to hear my message on making more sales? I mean, probably more so now than any time I've ever been teaching this information. And my company is doing, we have at least once a month a free event. Almost weekly now we're doing free conference calls. And there's some people in your life that you could really do a tremendous service for by introducing them to what it is that I do. And so in a moment, as I teach you about referrals, I'm going to ask you for referrals at the same time. These referral forms, these memory joggers, is there anyone in the room that's gotten one of these before from me and you actually created your own memory jogger? You modeled the form. Has anybody done that? Okay, a couple people have modeled it. I want to encourage you with this form here. That's what extra one. I want to encourage you guys to create a form like this. And it's one of your script tools. It's not the actual script, but it's one of your tools, and you can just jot this idea down in your notes. The easier you make it, the more likely someone is to give you a referral. And remember when I told you that story earlier about Waj? And I watched the video. You guys remember that? It's generated thousands of referrals. Everybody remember that? Everybody say yes?
Yes.
Okay. he had a form like this, and it was a quarter page form, and it was very similar. And then I got this bright idea, and I thought, you know what? I'm going to make it a half page form. So I made it half, and now the most current one is a full page form. And I want to strongly encourage you guys to model this form. The easier you make it, the more likely someone is to give you referrals. So we're gonna go through a customized referral script for you guys. I want you to find any place where you can write out a brief script. I'm gonna walk you through this. And this has generated a tremendous number of referrals for me. So here's how it goes. As you probably know, I work with referrals. A good referral for me is dot, dot, dot. Now this is what I say. So forget what I say. You fill in the blank what you would say. And this is you're educating the prospect on what a good referral is. So write this down word for word. As you probably know, I work with referrals. A good referral for me is, and then what I do at this point, John, is I educate. A good referral for me is, and what I'm looking for on these forms right here, a good referral for me is someone who has a sales team or network marketing team in Southern California. And Diana, who came up earlier, goes out and does free local talks for me, and I have a couple of other trainers in the area. And we're looking for companies where we can go and deliver a message on how to profit in tough times. And we'll come out and give some very awesome ideas on mindset and strategy. And so if you know of any companies in Southern California that we could call and offer a free local talk, that would be a very valuable referral for me, and it would be very valuable for that company as well, because we're gonna do a great job going out and giving a presentation. In addition to that, another great referral for me is a network marketing leader with 50 or more people on their team. So if you know any network marketing leaders with 50 or more people. And then the third type of a good referral for me is a person just like you that we could call up and invite to a free event somewhere in the Western United States. So Washington, Las Vegas, Phoenix, Arizona, Northern California, Southern California. If you know anyone in those areas that's someone like you that we could call up and invite to a free event, that would be a great referral for me. And we're going to do something fun. I want you to put this idea down in your notes. If possible, provide incentives for referrals. If there's something that you could do to create an incentive for someone to give you a referral, there are some people that will provide the referral just for the incentive. And so I've got a couple of incentives for you guys. I have some conference call transcripts in my computer, and I didn't look through to find out exactly what they are, but they're sales training calls that I've done where I paid somebody to transcribe it. So they're very content rich. They're 15 to 20 pages, and there's just some great content. You can go in there and learn a lot. And so what we're gonna do is you'll be a winner with only one referral. One referral, you'll be a winner. And I will send you out a 15 to 20 page transcript of one of my content-rich conference calls for one or more referral of a free local talk lead, a network marketing person with 50 or more people, or somebody that we could invite to a free event. 10 or more referrals, I'm going to give you two transcripts, two different ones for 10 or more. And then for the person who provides the most referrals, you're going to be the grand winner, and you're going to win my game used level 10 pin. Okay? So the pin that was from this class, so the level 10 pin's a powerful thing, but there's only a handful of game used level 10 pins that are out there. And so you'll be able to wear this pin knowing that that's the pin that I wore during the scripting class. And so whoever provides the most referrals is going to win that pin. So when you come in tomorrow, you can turn your referrals in at the back. And I want you to know when you provide those referrals, you'll be helping me, which is valuable, but really, we're going to be serving those referrals. We're going to be contacting them and giving them this awesome information and inviting them to do something for free initially, okay? So, what I'd like you guys to do now, as you probably know, I work with referrals. A good referral for me is dot, dot, dot. I just shared with you three good referrals for me. If you were going to educate somebody who would be a good referral for you, what would you say? So I said, someone in charge of a sales team or network marketing team in Southern California. But what would you say? And I want you to write that down right now in your notes. If you were asking somebody for a referral, what would you say? When you think of a good referral, think of. And just write it down. This is going to be your referral script that's going to effortlessly, consistently produce referrals for you. Okay, the next one. After you come up with that, write this down. When you think of a good referral, think of. When you think of a good referral, think of. And this is the memory jogger part. See on your forms here where it says memory jogger? When you think of a good referral, think of real estate offices, car dealerships, mortgage, title, network marketing, insurance. Think of your spouse, clients that you have, offices, other offices that your company has. Think of your children. Think of past managers. Think of your friends. So I want you to create a memory jogger section in your script. So you say to somebody, John, as you probably know, I work with referrals. A good referral for me is dot, dot, dot. When you think of a good referral, think of, and then you're going to do the memory jogger. Think of your friends, think of your neighbors, think of your coworkers, whatever your memory joggers would be. And then the close is, of everyone you know, who would be the best referral for me? That's a very powerful close. I didn't say, who do you know who could benefit from my product and service? Because if I said, who do you know who could benefit from my product and service, what's the most common answer? I don't know. Human beings respond in predictable ways. So if you ask a question that produces an answer of I don't know, and you're getting that over and over again, versus if you say, of everyone you know, who would be the best referral for me? And you're getting the person's mind focused. It's kind of like in a database. If you have a database and you ask your database to do a sort criteria of everyone in the database with the last name starting with an L, you give the database the instructions, and then boom, it immediately gives you the answer. Well, a person's brain works in a similar way. Of everyone you know, who would be the best referral for me? And they go, well, why don't you call so-and-so? Great. So here's the next part of the script. Why do you say that? And they say, and they tell you. And then you say, does anybody else come to mind? And they go, yeah, Bob Jones. Great. Why do you say that? And they go, da-da-da-da-da-da. And then you say, does anyone else come to mind? And they go, Susie Smith. You say, great. Why do you say that? Does anyone else come to mind? I've had presentations where I finally had to stop the loop because they kept giving me referral after referral and I had to get going. This is a proven referral script that if you apply this, it will, you can, with this one script here, you could generate enough referrals to pay for this class 10 times over from that one single idea. I want you to take the idea of referrals and apply best practices. Find the people in your industry and apply best practices. Heidi, right? Yeah. Heidi, Sid Sheridan is one of the best people at referrals that I know. Did you know he has a phenomenal referral script that works over and over and over again? Did you know that? Yeah, he does. Okay. So if you're using it, awesome. If you're not, get with him and get him to give you the script. Okay? It's like a license to print money. Seek out people in your industry that are very successful at referrals. Get the concept here of borrowing someone else's script. You can borrow it and immediately get the increase in results. A couple other referral ideas, and then we're going to wrap up today. I want you to think of this idea with people. The average person knows 250 people. The average person knows 250 people. Some know way more than that. I happen to have thousands in my database. Some people like me have a lot. Some people have fewer than 250. But just think in terms of the average person knows 250 people, and then think of this distinction. And they know, of those 250, Edward, 25 people just like them. So if you have a client that's a good client for you, I want this is the script I want in your head. Okay, this person's a really good client. They know 25 other people that are just like them. So I'm a speaker. I know 25 other speakers or more that are just like me. So if you were selling to me, this is important, Edward, for your teleconference series. Because when you're talking to speakers, you immediately know they know 25 others that are just like them. And some of you on this room, if you're honest with yourself, on a scale of 1 to 10 in the area of referrals, well, let me just ask it like this. Do you think most people on a scale of 1 to 10 are 6 and higher, if 10's outstanding, or 5 and lower? What do you think? 5 and lower. Okay. Think about yourself. You don't have to answer out loud, but just think about yourself. And let's just go back and look at how you've been doing in the month of October so far. Think about how many referrals you've generated in the month of October. You know, there may be some people in this room that it's been 10 or less. And if you fall into that category, how many of you referrals are important in your business by a show of hands? Okay, so if they're important in your business, utilize these scripts. Now, in utilizing these scripts, it may require you to be bold. And I've got two messages that I want to give you right now that are really, really important. And it may be the two most important messages of the entire day. And it's important right now, especially in this economy. Right now, it's a time to be bold. And right now, it's a time to expand comfort zones. And I've had some clients recently that I've had some conversations with, and they said, you know what, Eric, honestly, it's a little bit out of my comfort zone. And normally I'd be like, okay. And right now, I'm like, no. Right now isn't the time for comfort zones. We're going to expand comfort zones. And I'll give you an example of what I mean by being bold when it comes to referrals. Number one, if you haven't been asking, I want you to start asking. And then number two, after they give you referrals, here's a script that you can say. And this will put a lot of money in your pocket, what I'm going to tell you right now. You guys ready? You want to hear it?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
I know your brains are mush because we're getting to the end of the day. You simply say this to them. You say, listen, could you do me a favor? It's a beautiful script. Could you do me a favor? Yeah, I could do you a favor. Could you give them a quick call? Let them know I'll be calling them. Could you shoot over a quick email with an email of introduction? Could you do that for me? It would really help me out if you could do that. It would really help me out. One thing that influences people is if they know they make a difference. If they know that they make a difference, when those of you that help support me with referrals, I want you to know that makes a tremendous difference. It makes a difference for my company, and it makes a difference for the person that you're providing the referral for. And if you let this person know that you asked for referrals, if you say to them, of everyone you know, who'd be the best referral, and then they give you some names, could you do me a favor? Yeah, what do you need? Could you give them a quick call and let them know that I'll be calling? Or could you shoot them over a quick email? Give them a heads up, let them know I'll be calling. I would really appreciate it. I want you to know it would really make a difference for me. Okay, with that script, would you agree with me that there's a high probability that they'd be willing to do it?
Yes.
Okay, think about how much easier that phone call is going to be. The person's referred you, they've given them the heads up, they're expecting the call. That makes a tremendous, tremendous difference. One of the ways that we profit in tough times is you got to look for things that you haven't been doing before that if you start doing them, you're going to see an increase in income. And I know for a lot of you right now, well, let me ask it like this. How many of you referrals, there's an opportunity for improvement for you in your business by a show of hands? Okay, would you agree with me that we got to do things differently to profit in our current times, our current economic situation? We must take new actions right now. The things that were working before, in some cases are still working, but in other cases are not working as well. So we got to look for ways to take new action, and one of them is with referrals. And I've been doing this work now for many, many years, and what I hear from a lot of people is it's just out of their comfort zone, or they have a fear of asking for referrals. And this is the time to not let fear stand in your way. One of the things about fear is that you can be afraid and you can still take action. So if you're feeling fear around asking for referrals, or if you're feeling fear around prospecting, or if you're feeling fear around public speaking, if you're feeling fear, I want you to know you can still take action. Thoreau said, if this is my comfort zone, once the mind expands, it will never return to its original size. Once the mind expands, it will never return to its original size. Allow the current economic times to motivate you, to allow you to take new actions that you would not normally have taken before. And that can make a huge, huge difference for you. Scripting is a big piece of it, and being bold is a big piece as well, and expanding comfort zones. So is everyone clear on the two assignments that I want you to do?
Yeah.
Okay.